Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey.
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, first things first. Erica is not in the room, but she'll be back.
Erica!
Yes. Yeah. She's on a cruise trying to avoid us. She'll be back this week, though.
Mm-hmm.
We want to talk about, it's, if I'm being honest, this is Aaron's fault.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have been pushing Halloween on us since mid-August.
Yep. I don't see the problem with that.
So here's what we want. We want, like, horror movies. I'm trying.
Okay.
Have I told you guys the new anxiety thing that's happening to me?
No.
You did mention it to me.
We want the horror movies that are must-haves that are so good that they scarred you. Like you can't mm-hmm. get over it. I have reached a point in my life. This happened when I was watching, what was the movie where she got beat up? It's the girl who
It Ends With Us.
It Ends With Us. I couldn't finish that movie. I had to come in the next day. We talked mm-hmm. about it on the air. It's like, can I keep watching it? If I just pushed through five more minutes, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
But that's the Blake Lively, yes. the Justin Baldwin, yep. the one that caused yes. all the drama. Okay.
I am at a place now where I can't believe we're doing this topic on the air. We're looking for your movies that screwed your head up so bad that will literally make me stop them. There's a movie called The Substance.
Yeah.
What?
And I can't finish it. I've paused it twice and come back the next day. And then I watch another like 5 minutes of it. It gives me, something's wrong with me. I probably need therapy hard. Like I get in the middle of the movie and like, it's like Saw. Like,
did this one win a bunch of awards?
Yes.
Okay.
And there's a lot of boobs in it, but it's like, I'm just trying to talk to you. It's Demi Moore.
How bad can it be?
And this
Quaid.
Smoke show of this girl. Who's the?
Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid, but who's the new girl in it?
Margaret Qualley?
I don't know. She's beautiful.
Okay.
And naked in a good chunk of the movie, which you'd think I would be able to push through.
Yeah.
But it's like, there are just scenarios where you're supposed to follow rules. And she's not following the rules.
Mm.
And you're like, God, just, and I have to turn it off. Because it just, mm. Here we are.
Really?
We're going to get calls from listeners going, oh yeah, watch this movie. You'll pause it. Do you know how fast, like the idea of watching Saw right now, I don't think I'd make it through the first scene.
Really?
Oh, that's mine. That's screwed me up for
Saw.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh
because
my
it's
gosh.
So real.
Yes, exactly. It felt like, oh my, that could just happen.
Somebody could be that messed up and
right.
go, like, just kill me. Please just kill me. Or please just kill T-Hack. Don't make us decide.
Right. Yeah. I remember because that came out right when we were like dating and going over to like, oh, let's watch a scary movie. And you're double dating. So you can't be the one to go, no,
can
I don't want to
turn this off.
Yeah, like, I'm like terrified.
Can
I'm
we
like,
watch High School Musical?
Right.
Or?
Exactly. Thank you. No, we had to watch Saw instead.
You can't.
It's terrifying. And it was the first because up then I'd seen Halloween or whatever. Like you've seen where there's a scary guy.
But it's,
there's no, what's
you know
the,
what
I
it
can't
is?
Think of his
He's
name.
Chasing. And there's
yes.
some chasing I don't like, but I feel pretty fast.
you feel like you could, you would do well if this
were real.
It's
when it's psychological.
Yes. And that was the first one that I saw that was that way. And I'm like, oh, wow, this is.
I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it so much.
I remember going to the bathroom at this girl's house while we're watching
I'm
Saw.
Like crying.
And all the lights on. She's like, turn the lights on. I'm like, oh my God. It's scary over here.
You got your phone, you flashlight on.
Exactly. There, I will say, there is something where it's like, after a horror movie, you have to watch like SpongeBob just to like chill out a little bit. But I love that.
My daughter will binge. Like, she'll watch. Yes. She just went and watched the Black Phone movie.
I never saw
the first one because the trailer made me pause it.
I agree. I'm the same.
Ethan Hawke looks all screwed up and you're like, there's a phone on the wall going, ah, and you're just like, ah.
Thank you.
Look at Aaron. Do you like him?
I do, but I am a hypocrite because I have not seen a lot of horror movies.
Really?
I love them, but I just forget about them.
Can you watch it alone?
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah. I always just like find something else that I'm behind on and I forget to watch them.
Okay.
Me too. I just keep forgetting, you know?
Yeah, that's it.
One of these days.
Honey, I don't think we've watched this BBC documentary on the plight of the woodland owl. So behind on this woodland owl series.
Okay, in my defense, I'm catching up on true crime, which is still kind of...
All right. So best horror movie...
Mm-hmm.
The movies that will make me pause it, the movie that will scar us for life. 303-222-5423, call or text.
So like I said, I'm very behind on horror movies. I did just watch one the other day, though, that was pretty good. It's called Talk to Me. It's an Australian one, so the accents are great.
Okay.
But it's a really cool concept where they have this hand statue. You hold a hand statue, you say, talk to me, and you're able to talk to, like, or interact with dead people. It is insane.
Okay.
I think you would pause it.
Is it scary actually? Or is it?
Is it psychological weird?
Yeah.
Okay. Because
you don't know like what's real, what's not.
I don't like it. You guys, I'm going to pause the show. I don't know
if you can do that.
I can't do this. I honestly don't want to take calls. Because there's somebody was trying to talk me into, maybe somebody in the room will know what it is, but it's like, there's two of you, like. There's like there's an alternate family.
Yeah. Like, it's what I do know it. The hold on.
Somebody's gonna text in and tell us, but it's like
it's a key or a Peele one.
Yeah,
no?
I think.
Oh, Jordan Peele.
I think so.
It's just and I, okay. I started.
Is it us?
It might be us. Yes.
Yeah. Are they in red?
I think so.
Yeah.
I've seen the preview.
I've just seen
the preview.
Okay.
And the family's walking up to another family and everybody's just kind of like going, because you're like, wait, is that
us?
Yeah.
Weird.
There's the one where you guys, seriously, Netflix is doing this to me right now. I turn it on and it's like, it's this bigger black woman, like kind of Cajun, and she's kind of voodoo-y or whatever. And you're just like, I don't know what that one is. And there's all these kids in the restaurant or something. You're just like, what? I can't even make it through Ring. That's like Mama something or.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's
Mama.
Oh, no.
We are the worst. We are the worst.
She's such a famous actor.
Yes. You know exactly who I'm talking about. And she's just got this big, kind of a cheery face. But if you realize there's evil behind it, that it would not be perceived as cheery.
There is a movie called Mama. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Or there's Ma.
I don't know. Okay. I don't think I want to do this anymore. Can we not do this?
Why can't I think of her name? She was in with where they went to space. All the women went to space.
Yes.
And, she's in Coach Carter. She's in everything. Why can't I think of her name?
With the real women that went to space?
Yeah.
Like with Katy Perry?
No.
No, it's a movie.
Oh. No, it's a movie.
The NASA chicks or something, right? Oh my God, you're listening to three people.
I have 14 different tabs.
Erica!
Octavia Spencer.
Oh, okay, so that is Ma.
Ma, there you go.
Thank
Ma.
You. Octavia.
Yeah.
Okay. All respect to Octavia Spencer.
Again,
she's a great actress.
Again, I paused the trailer.
Oh my God.
This is.
You ever close your eyes during the trailer? I do that a lot.
It doesn't. You can't when you're in a room. You're double dating in a room.
I want a live stream of you watching Terrifier.
I don't even know what that is, but like the name makes me want to pause it. I want to pause you at Tear. It's like Tear, good, pause. It did. Pause.
Because it's not necessarily scary.
That's what I don't like. It's the psychology
it's so
ones.
It's gory.
Oh,
that
gory.
Kind of funny.
Yeah, because there was one when I was young, where the hand came to life and was like just walking around, was like off the body, and it was just like
the Addams Family.
That's what I was thinking.
No, it was really funny.
Do-do-do-do.
Text in the name of the movie that I was. It's the hand that walks around. It's kind of, it's still horror, but it's kind of funny.
Okay.
And it's, oh my God. Okay. Scar Us for Life, the movie that scared you, scarred you. We want to hear yours, and we'll probably hang up on you. I'm full disclosure, I'm probably going to hang up on you. 303-222-5423.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Yeah. Can we be done?
Just about.
We're just getting started.
We're doing movies that have scarred you. Scarring horror. It is the season, so we're just doing that sort of thing. And I just lost the phone software. Hold on! Stand by! For real, I just lost everything. I think I'm back. Oh my God. It literally
that's
just
okay.
all disappeared.
I will admit, like I said, that I am so behind on horror movies. Haven't seen Psycho. Haven't seen The Exorcist. Haven't seen The Shining. So if they're actually scary, let me know.
Which one am I supposed to take first? Because everything
is... Take Matthew first.
Okay. Matthew?
Yeah.
What's your scarring movie?
Yeah.
So I'm just calling in to let you know that the movie that Slacker was talking about is Idle Hands with Jessica Alba.
I don't think it is.
Because you said it was when you were growing up.
I think it's something. So is that one? Is it like a? It's like literally a forearm chopped off, and then it crawls around like a spider.
Can you give me a decade?
I think it's called Evil Dead. I believe.
I was thinking of Devin Sawa, Idle Hands, where he smokes weed.
Because is it kind of funny?
You are correct.
Yeah.
Evil Dead is.
It has a very important scene where the hand gets possessed and he cuts it off.
Yeah, and then it just keeps going around.
Whoa.
And then I remember them. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, because he has to fight with the hand after cutting it off.
Yeah, and it's like, I feel
so
like he puts
yeah,
it under...
Yeah, that's from Evil Dead 2, I think.
Yes. There was... I don't remember... I don't think I saw Evil Dead 1, but you don't need the plot to be able to follow along. What's the one you said? Idle Hands. Is it funny or is it serious?
Yeah, Idle Hands is funny. It's Devin Sawa. His hand gets possessed and he cuts it off.
Seth Green.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it's like a scary movie. It's like it's more of a parody of horror movies.
Okay.
And less of an actual.
Like the mid-90s, I think.
Okay.
Gosh,
so it sounds to me like they basically just redid Evil Dead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
it's
you, Matthew.
A great plot. I mean, you got to revisit it.
Until you fought, until you
well,
imagined.
Well, they already made a second movie, so they had to do a spinoff.
Bro, imagine fighting your own hand.
Yeah.
It's the thing where it's like would you rather fight one horse-sized duck?
Oh, yeah.
Or 1,000 duck, or 100 duck-sized horses?
Dave Franco also wrote a horror movie with his wife that I think would creep you out a lot. You would have to pause it.
What's it called?
Together.
Dude.
Oh, that's where they're real.
Yeah.
They're real possessive of each other or whatever.
Something like that.
Okay.
Possessive of it. Did he just give a clue to it?
I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, I
what's it called
to,
again?
Together.
I don't think I want to watch it. Mike.
Yai.
Scar us or scar me. Make me pause it. Do something.
I was going to say Substance, but the other one I was going to say is Incident in a Ghostland.
I've never even heard of that.
I haven't either.
Is it new?
It's an older movie. Okay, no, it's an older movie, but it's the most horrifying thing I've ever watched. I, to this day, refuse to watch it ever again.
Oh.
So, knowing that I'm just a kind of a Nancy right now, how far into it do you think I would get before I would leave the room or pause it?
20 minutes, maybe.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, which kind of scary is it?
Are we including previews?
Is it psychological, like Saw? Is it gory, like?
It's a psychological, but also gory, but also like just worst case scenario for these poor two girls, and it's awful.
Are like, there ghosts? The title.
No, like, it has nothing to do with ghosts. It's just in a ghost land, I guess.
Okay.
Because I mean, like right now, when I watch Friday the 13th. You just look at these guys like, ugh, there's a noise outside. Somebody go check. What?
Yeah.
Right.
And then after one guy goes outside, well, now there's a new noise. He never came back. Let's go check on it. Like at some point, just stupid to watch it. But when it's Saw, you go, huh, you're chained under a sink. Like you're screwed.
People just woke up this way.
Correct.
Like they didn't have any, yeah.
That's you're not doing a dumb thing to get in that position.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the worst part about this one, though, is there's like at one point a girl escapes it and she lives this entire beautiful life and she escaped it, right? And then comes to her now, like, no, that's all in her imagination. She's disassociating while still living with the horror she's going through.
Oh,
so, like, it makes it 10 times like a level on top of a level.
I don't like that. Because I'm already teetering on some sort of psychological thing. And I feel like just I'm one movie away from just getting...
Yeah, you're going to cut your hand
off. That's what I'm saying. And fight it. Eric?
Hi.
Hi. What is the movie that will scar us?
So the movie that scarred me for life was the first Conjuring. There's a scene in the demon's hiding in the bedroom closet. And the person is like... The demon starts to clap slowly to draw the person to the closet. There's nothing there. She goes back to bed, and then she opens up her eyes, and a demon's hovering right over her head.
Yep.
It's a very tension-building scene. Freaked me out.
I can't do it.
Can you do any of the Conjurings?
No!
Okay.
What's the one where the girl pulls her hair in front of her face?
I think that's the ring.
Yeah.
Oh,
can't
even
get through that.
I just watched that one
the
day.
The second your phone rings, I'm hitting pause.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.